Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Oil Barons are big 8-1 winners here today against the Drayton Valley Thunder. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. We're now joined by Oil Barons head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, a great team performance. We talked about it in the pregame show. You mentioned you needed contributions from all 20 guys. Did you feel that you got that here today?
Yeah. The objective for us was to get out to a good start. They were playing 3 games in 3 days, which is normal for us, but abnormal for a lot of other teams. So, in our speech, we said, let's get on them the first 10 minutes. Let's make sure that, you know, we get pucks behind their D and try and establish a forecheck. And I guess there's no better way to start than with a goal 6 seconds in. And we just kept going from there. And I thought that we were on our toes for a lot of the game. We forced a lot of pucks. We told our players not to give up. You know, we want to play a system where, you know, our F1 can get there and create some turnovers or get on the player's hands, and F2 has to be there. He's still got to be a doer. And then our F3 can be the thinker. When your F2 is the thinker and he thinks that they're going to go here, there, that's when everything sort of breaks down and you get caught in no man's land. So full credit to our players. I mean, a lot of people are going to look at the score and say it was an easy game to play. It's not, because as soon as you get up 3-0, what happens in a teenager's mind is, oh, now it's point night. Now I'm going to try and toe drag. I'm going to try and do this. We tried to instill in our players that it was very important for us to play within the structure that we have set up, and that the only 2 points, or the points that we only cared about, were the two that every player was going to get at the end of the game. So full credit to our players for sticking to the game plan. As you mentioned, in this league, you understand that, you know, every team has got a top line or a top six forwards, but it's usually those depth guys that provide the difference for a good team in a very good team. And then for us to get huge quality minutes out of, you know, Nathan Carl's line and Nolan Coventry and Cheesy, Chad McLean, was huge. And I thought that, Whitey, injected some enthusiasm in the lineup, and have Jack Hamley back was great as well.
Tom, you mentioned you're able to change the lineup a little bit as you get Hamley and White back into the lineup, but it was that young line that continues to impress of McLean, Carl, and Coventry out there. Coventry with 3 assists tonight, and Carl in particular, I've watched him play 2 games now. He's looked very sharp out there on the ice.
Yeah, and they're maturing so quickly for us that, at the start of the year when they're playing their first couple games, they're just sort of happy to be here, and they're happy to play, and they get an opportunity to wear a jersey and, in and out of the lineup and all this kind of stuff. Now, all of a sudden, now what we're asking them is, we need more from them. And we had a team meeting with our younger guys, and we said, we understand that the majority of our scoring is going to be from our veteran guys. Reed, you got 3 today, and guys like that. But again, we need more production from those guys. And, our organization has always been based around the fact that, we have to develop those younger players so that when we do get into February and March and we're on the road and we don't get last change, if you're scared to play those young guys, you haven't done your job as a coach to develop them. So for them to get quality minutes and earn it, and that's the biggest thing is they earned every minute that they got, was always good to see as a coach.
Tom, we talked at the start of the year of how tough it was going to be to replace 48 goals from Will Conley, but you mentioned Reed Morrison now, 11 goals in 9 games. And I talked to Reed the other week, and he mentioned he really worked on his speed, and you can really see that where he's able to pull away this season. He's obviously a big, strong guy. But did you even you expect Reed to get off to the start that he's on?
Well, we knew that he was going to have to be a guy that was going to carry the load for us. I mean, 11 goals in 9 games is a great pace. If he can keep that up, I mean, that'd be perfect. But for us, I mean, the difference with Reed is he's our players all, you want them to be selfish at times. And I'm not saying by any stretch that Reed is selfish, but Reed is a guy that likes to shoot the puck. And that's what you need. Rather than making that extra move, you can catch a goalie, that isn't set if you shoot quicker. And he's got a great release. He's got a hard shot. He can place it. He should have had 2 or 3 other ones, I think, tonight as well. So, he's an individual that came to us last year. We needed to inject some enjoyment in the game for him. I think that he's enjoying coming to the rink. He's a leader both in the dressing room, on the ice. So as a coach, you couldn't really ask for anything more. He also kills penalties. He's versatile enough that when we've got the injuries, he can play center. So really just a versatile player for us.
Tom, final question for me. You lose Stafford early in the game. What challenges does it put on your bench when you're suddenly down a player that early in the game?
Well, you want to double up a guy. You don't want to disrupt all of your lines, so you double up. So, today we used, Gabe's did a couple, Isaac did a couple, Mo did a couple. But again, whether we have 12, 11, 10, it doesn't really matter. Everybody has a job. They have to do their job to the best of their ability. Whether you're a second line right winger, like staff would be, it shows the depth of the team when a guy can just step up into that role and we don't miss a beat.
Tom, you'll get a tough challenge next weekend. Of course, you get the reigning champs in Spruce Grove, what looks like a very good Sherwood Park team this year, and Drayton Valley, of course, at home. What are you expecting and what are you hoping to see on the upcoming road trip?
Well, it's going to be a great test for us Friday. Spruce Grove is a very tough building to play in. They play the up-tempo style of game their defensemen like to engage. So it'll be interesting for us to see how our players react to that. Then on Saturday you've got, a Drayton Valley team. I think this is actually, they get the rest of the week off, or their next game is against us, so they're going to be out for a little bit of revenge. It's very difficult to beat the same team twice in a row. And then you've got a really big, heavy team in Sherwood Park who has, scored a lot of goals. They've got a lot of skill. I mean, they are, one of the top teams in our North Division. So, again, it's another measuring stick for us to see as a coaching staff where we are. We'd like to think we know what we have, but there's no better place to show that you want to be a former McMurray Oil Barons on a regular basis than playing three games in 2.5 days on the road.
Tom, congratulations on a big win here today, and enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And again, from myself and our coaching staff and our organization, we want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody got their fill of the bird this weekend. And we appreciate, again, the support that we got for a Monday afternoon. We had a great crowd. Yeah. Birchie's dad won the 50-50.
I saw that. Almost $2,000.
The kid's sick. He can't play. Dad still comes to the rink, and he walks out of here with 1,900 bones in his pocket. So hopefully he'll spread the liquids around a little bit with that. But, again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and we wish everybody the best.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks a lot.